In our gospel lesson last week, Jesus tells his disciples to feed the crowd. And what was their response? We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Where was their focus? Today's lesson, Peter gets all excited, wants to meet up with Jesus, and on his way, his focus gets on the storm. Both in the feeding of the text with the disciples, they panicked, thinking it was all up to them how they were going to feed the great crowd. In today's text, we find the disciples crying out in fear. They panicked and were fearful. How often have we been in situations where we panic and are fearful because we think it's all up to us? Confronted with a big decision in our life? Confronted with an unexpected life decision? How about we know that as God's people that we are to live as his kingdom people and to grow the kingdom? Do we get panicky and fearful when we ought to be out there inviting people to worship? Or how about witnessing to a classmate? Do we fear and get panicky when we're asked to serve on church council or a team or teach Sunday school? Like the disciples, we often think about our limitations rather than God's power available to us. God's power available because he's the one that's calling us to the task. You know, Jesus spent a lot of time in prayer. In fact, that's the beginning of our text today. Jesus went away to be in prayer. The prayer that Jesus would pray, I think, would be for the disciples and for us. And it might sound like this. Father, help me get through to them. Help them realize they are channels through which your work will be done. Help them to see that it's not about them, it's about you and your kingdom, so that your will may be done on earth as it is in heaven. Verse 24, suddenly the disciples find themselves in the middle of the storm. Frantically, they are adjusting and readjusting the sails and the rudder. And as fishermen, they knew very well that a storm that they were involved in could take their small boat down to the lake's bottom. No matter how hard they tried, the wind was against them, and it was seeming hopeless. Then Jesus appears. Take heart. Take courage. It's me. Do not fear. Just as the point of despair, Jesus catches their attention, and so overwhelmed was his presence there that for a moment Peter forgot about the storm. Peter gets out. He gets out of the boat, starts walking toward Jesus, his eyes fixed on the Lord, his eyes on the sun. But then the wave comes, along with the wind, and he begins to sink. Why did Peter lose faith? Why did he doubt? The storm caught Peter's attention and would have captured his life if he had not reached out to the Lord. Many things take our attention away from following Jesus. Our eyes not on the sun. Good news, though, it doesn't have to be that way. We always have a choice, and we have to make that choice. Martin Luther understood that when he wrote, and what he wrote is on our sign. What does our sign say? Very good. Yesterday's faith is not sufficient for today. We lose focus on Jesus, we will fill that place with other gods. Things that will not last and will end up controlling us, robbing us of the freedom to live as God's sons and daughters. We fill our lives with a lot of activity, meaningful stuff. However, I personally find that when we're filling ourselves up with all those activities, oftentimes we opt and we omit, we neglect our spiritual feeding. We need to be intentional about keeping faith practices that we are that are lasting and are pointing to the one who is supposed to be center of our life. We are to be intentional about making a statement of who we are that others will focus on whose we are. Last weekend, Carrie and Karen McGinley visited us, and we were reminiscing. And one of the things that we talked about were there are two grandchildren who live downstate. In 2009, they were 12 years old, and Kaylee and Cameron were baptized here. And whenever I baptize somebody who might have a church connection or whatever and don't live here, I always say, I'll baptize. But you have to promise me that you will intentionally seek a church in growing in this gift that God's giving you. And Kaylee and Cameron did that. And all through high school, very involved in their church, especially Kaylee, in leadership and everything. They're both now in college. And they were sharing how Kaylee belongs to a sorority at the college, and they were about to break for summer break and be separated from each other. So they decided they wanted to get all dressed up and go to a fancy restaurant. And they did. They went into that restaurant and they sat at their table. And then Kaylee asked them if they would join hands, and she offered up a prayer. There was a couple sitting next table. They were so impressed that when the girls left, they found out that their bill was paid. Impressed, inspired, more than impressed, inspired. Intentional about keeping faith practices and always pointing to the one that others will see who it is that's first and center for us. You know, you can pray at McDonald's. You can be traveling on vacation and someone reading the devotion for the day. Being aware of teachable moments that make faith relevant. You've heard this statement. I've heard it many a time, too. I don't go to church anymore. The church doesn't speak to me. You know why? You know why the church doesn't speak anymore? And that can be for someone who's never been churched for a long time, and it could be any one of us. It's because we are not connecting the dots. Faith and daily life. In Deuteronomy 6:8, we read, "These commandments I have given you that should be upon your heart. Teach them to your children. Talk to them when they sit at home, when you're walking around a road on the road, and when you lie down and when you rise up." Our faith is not an accessory. It's not a side issue in life. It is front and center. Anything less will have us focus on other gods. We have people, even here at St. Paul, as all other churches, who are drifting away. That should be concerning for not just your pastor, but every one of you, because we're family. Subtly drifting away, missing weeks of worship, lacking in commitment, and for some, not even making out a time and talent. And it's only a matter of time. Something else will take the place of Christ and his church. You and I cannot escape the fact that we are vulnerable, fragile people living in a very vulnerable, fragile world. And it is only a matter of time. And people are always so surprised when this happens. It's only a matter of time that storms come into our life. Our gods of money and work and pride, self-interest, and being just too busy will lead us to a point where God will be kind of like feeling like unreachable. What's the good news? Doesn't have to be that way. Keep the sun in your eyes. Jesus still, I believe, prays on our behalf. He prays. We will get it. Jesus died for us. Jesus loves us. And Jesus has shown us He is the way, the truth, and the life. Once we get it, our eyes will be on the sun. We will be living as God's kingdom people. We will be intentional to be growing His kingdom. And others will be witnessing who has our attention. Amen.